Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, December 5th, 2011. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California. Today's show is being brought to you by the Home Study Workshop, How to Write Your Nonfiction Book in 90 Days, Even If You're an Ordinary Person and Hated High School English. This workshop is available as an instant download from my website, abookin90days.com. So if you've been waiting to write your book, you didn't know how to get started, or maybe you're started and don't know how to finish and get to the publishing stage, go ahead and order your workbook now at abookin90days.com. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, How to Visualize and Manifest the Life of Your Dreams, with my guest, Peter Adams, author, coach, and speaker. But first, I'd like to welcome all of you, my listeners. Whether you're listening live over on the phone or you're on the website, perhaps you're one of the people over there in the chat room, wherever you are accessing us, even from the archives, I'm honored that you made space in your schedule to join us. If you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. Tell others about it who can benefit. Now, thanks to modern technology, it's very easy to do that. On my show page, there are a number of ways that you can let other people know about the show. The show page is at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. And right under my photo, you'll see a number of ways to keep up with the show. One of the favorite ways for people is to click the follow button. That way you'll get an announcement in your email each week to let you know about the show. Now, on this show each week, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. To get at that goal, I interview guests from all different fields: self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change and adversity, parenting. We've talked about wealth creation, career, you name it. All of those things contribute to our lasting happiness. Today's episode is How to Visualize and Manifest the Life of Your Dreams, with my guest, Peter Adams, a philanthropist and both a master and teacher of the law of attraction and manifestation. Peter studied the greatest teachers of all times, and he's combined their teachings with specific techniques which he has successfully used to create miracles in his own life. Pete has proudly served our country as a paratrooper in the United States Army Long Range Surveillance Detachment, and is now a full-time entrepreneur and business owner in various aspects of real estate and finance. Among his many interests, Pete has distinguished himself as a 7-time finisher of the Ironman Triathlon, and in October 2005, he finished the Ironman World Championship in Kailua Kona, Hawaii. Pete has volunteered and served as a board member on a number of local and national charities, including Habitat for Humanity and the Challenged Athletes Foundation, the Florida chapter. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today Pete Adams. Hi, Pete.
Hey, Flora. Thank you very much for having me on today.
Well, thank you for making time to join us, because this is indeed a hot topic. It's one of great interest these days, and I'm very happy to have you here and be able to give us some enlightenment on it. So why don't we start where a lot of people maybe got introduced to the law of attraction, and that was from the time that movie, The Secret, appeared. People who hadn't heard about it before heard about it, and of course there was a lot of conversation, discussion, and dissension, and all kinds of things. Because some people embraced it, and then other people didn't believe it. Some people discredited it. So what is the law of attraction, and how does your book, Visual Festation, fit into this whole arena, and how does it differ from the other law of attraction books?
Sure. Flora, first off, I'd like to say that I thought the Secret was a great introduction for a number of people, because It really gave them a basis, a real just a background about what the law of attraction is about. And in a nutshell, it's essentially, you know, what we think about, we bring about. So it's these ideas that we have in our head are actually, they're actually things. And if we control our thoughts and use the techniques I have in my book for visualization, you will be able to create miracles in your own life. The difference, I think, between my book, Visual Festation, and probably the movie The Secret is, in my book, I'm actually showing the readers the actual techniques that I used and giving them the examples of the miracles I've created personally in my life, rather than not just talking about the law of attraction. I'm showing the readers the end result and giving them the actual techniques to that they can follow and successfully achieve the life of their dreams.
Okay, that's very important, because we can read about a lot of things, but we need some step-by-step instructions sometimes in order to do these, put these things into action in our own lives, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And another thing I want to add to that is a lot of people they'll start it, and if something doesn't show up immediately, a lot of times people lose faith that it's working, and they'll just stop doing it, and what happens is the miracle that was coming to them that they were building doesn't show up.
Oh, okay. So they get impatient, and they block the miracles on the way, and they block it, close the door on it.
Exactly. It's like they change their mind, essentially.
I don't want that after all.
yeah, exactly. I really don't want my dream life. I'm happy with the one I don't like presently, right?
Yeah. Well, what inspired you to write your book? Because you've led a very interesting life, so I'm sure that something happened along the way that inspired you to write your book. Share with us what that is.
Sure, Flora, I'd be happy to. I had always been saying, someday I'm going to write a book. That was one of those things that, someday. But then one of my friends, I was telling him, describing the techniques, and he said to me, he's like, why don't you write a book? And then all of a sudden I realized that I had developed a system for manifesting miracles which worked repeatedly, and that I wanted to share with the rest of the world. You know, I believe, honestly, that everyone deserves to live the life of their dreams. And my book is essentially a how-to guide to teach them how to do that and manifest miracles.
I like that how-to guide. And I want to point out that you're not alone. I think they say that at least 8 out of 10 people want to write a book, but so many of them never get around to it because they just don't do it.
Oh, really?
That you did.
Sure. And today it's so much easier to write a book than it was in the past. So a lot of those barriers of entry are gone now. So
yes,
if people do want to write a book, sure. And if people do want to write a book, I think that, you know, everyone has a wonderful story. They should share it.
Exactly. That's exactly what got me to starting my workshop, because after I wrote my book, people asked me to tell them how to write their books, and that's how I got into that.
Oh, yeah, it's so funny. Once you write a book, you don't realize that everyone in all your friends have been thinking about writing a book, but none of them wrote a book either. It's funny.
That's right. That's right. They kind of see that writing a book as a miracle. So I'm sure that, you know, people you know in your circle, as soon as your book comes out, it's miraculous to them. And yet it's something that anyone can do. Who really wants to? I want to get to some of these miracles that you have manifested in your life. Would you share a few of them and tell us how they came into being?
Sure. I'll try not to, you know, give you the full book version, but
okay.
to chunk it down. I really started working on the miracle piece back around 12 years ago. I was I got downsized as part of a company reorganization, and then unfortunately I was unable to find a job that paid anything near what I was that I used to be making. And before long, the bills cranked up, and next thing I know, my credit cards were maxed out. I had student loans left over from college. I had two new car payments, and in short, I was about $55,000 in consumer debt and with the loans, and at the time it just felt hopeless. I mean, and if any of your listeners find themselves in a similar situation, let me tell you right now, it's not hopeless at all, because you know what I did was I sat down and I wrote 12 crazy goals, which is actually the first chapter in my book. But just to put and tell you about two of them, I achieved all 12. I mean, it was just amazing. But what happened was, while I was working, I ended up opening up a real estate brokerage company called Benefactor Realty, where I was selling real estate part-time on the side. And I needed Benefactor because we take 10% off the top of everything we earn and we give it to charity. So the 12 crazy goals were, one was I have no consumer debt, which at the time was a stretch. I was just like, I'm running this down. I'm having a hard time believing it. And then and another one was that I'm able to give a lot of money to help others in need, and I do. So it was like, I want to be a philanthropist, and I want to be out of debt. So you can't give money away if you don't have any money. So we got to figure out where to get money. So let me tell you how the money showed up. It was, and the wildest thing is, I want to really tell everyone who's listening is, when the miracle happens, whatever you say you want manifest, it's going to show up and it's going to come out of the blue. You're never going to see it come. Like one day you're going to be like, how am I ever going to get rid of these bills? And the next day you're going to be, what do I do with all this cash? So it's it's just how it works. That's been my experience. Well, what happened was, on one weekend, this is about probably 6 weeks after we opened the company. In one weekend, I sold 3 houses as a real estate broker, and it was just amazing. And then the following week, we had a rental property, and we didn't realize it. We bought it 2 years before, and the property had appreciated quite a bit. We didn't even know it because we didn't have the property for sale. We weren't thinking about it. But when our tenant called to say she wanted to buy a house because she was afraid of being priced out of the market, I just said, well, hey, why don't you buy the house you're in now? And well, long story short, we found out the house had appreciated around $30,000. And then within the period of like a few weeks, I went from being $55,000 in debt to being completely out of debt. It was amazing. I wasn't part of the Red Sea, but at the time for...
It felt like
I parted the Red Sea and I showed up with the most of bread and fish. It was just amazing.
Well, I think that some people don't realize that when you call it a crazy goal, it's because at the time that you are in the situation, it seems so unattainable and so unreachable and just so far out there. Is that why you call it a crazy goal?
And absolutely, far. And it's just like, and the thing about the goals is, it's like if you can, sometimes people can come up with a goal that might just seem like just too big. And these goals here, it's like, for me, I wasn't writing down, I want, $400 million in the bank by Tuesday. I mean, that to me is like, that's beyond crazy goal. But so your goals, they need to be believable to who's ever writing them. And if you get into the feeling of, what that goal feels like, for me, one of the visualizations I would do is I would see myself walking to the mailbox and opening the mailbox and having nothing in there except either empty or it was full of junk mail. There were no bills there. And I had a feeling of just peace, and it just felt so good. When at the time, before the miracle happened, the reality was, and if you've been in debt, I know how it is. Yeah. You go to the mailbox, and you're like, you don't even want to open it because like it's just full of there's more bills than money. So it's just it's not a good feeling.
Yeah. Oh goodness. So you mentioned visualization. So I want to get to explain what the role is with creative visualization. Vision boards, quantum physics and energy, all of these things, what part do they play in manifestation? And I know it's could be a very long answer, but can you give us something to go back?
Yeah, I think, what I'd like to do, just to back it up a little bit, is it's really, it really comes down to quantum physics. And it's really, when you get down to the smallest piece of everything in our world is energy. Even at the smallest level, it's like if you put a super microscope on either one of us at the at the smallest level, we're just flashes of energy. Mm-hmm. Even though we look like we're solid beings and everything's solid, we're just really an energy suit. One of the things that's quantum physics is a very complicated field, but to me, I just try to make it really easy. And one of the things that the quantum physicists found was that when they studied the smallest particles in the universe it was all energy. But the weird thing was that when they were measuring it, they realized that it was both. It could either be a particle or a wave. It was actually a probability amplitude. So at the same, at one time, it could be either or. It depended on what they were trying to measure. And then they realized that the people doing the experiments were affecting the outcomes. So essentially, that thoughts were things, and they were affecting what was happening with the other energies. So to bring that up to, you know, our level, you know, where it came, I believe is when we use our minds with visualization, where we send out thoughts to the world, we're actually changing the outcome of the events that will be coming to us. So it's like we're proactive in this game called life, and life is just not happening to us.
Sometimes.
Yeah, it's, you know, unfortunately, most people don't realize that. Yeah. All day long, they're thinking thoughts, and a lot of times they're not thinking positive. They're worrying about the future, and as they're worried about the future, they're putting their attention on what they don't want to have happen. And unfortunately, wherever we put our attention on will show up, whether it's good or bad. The universe is, you know. They'll give you what you want. They think whatever you're thinking, they think that's what you want. So, everyone needs to think. Yeah, we need to think great thoughts.
And what people don't realize is the universe is neutral. It doesn't have. It doesn't care which of those you do. It just brings you whatever you request with your thoughts, right?
Exactly. I think one of the most wonderful analogies I've ever heard, Flora, was I believe it was Deepak Chopra, and he said that. Imagine the universe as being a giant mail order catalog, okay? So you might put your order out for a size 6. The universe knows you're a size 8, but you ordered 6, so you're going to get the wrong size dress. I mean, that's just what's going to happen. I just love that analogy because that's really how it is, and it really breaks it down. It's just your thoughts are your orders.
Yeah, that's true. Now, talk about creative visualization a bit, because I've used that in the past, and that's a very powerful technique. Would you explain what that is?
Yeah, I'd love to. When I practice creative visualization, essentially visualization is you define what it is you really want. I call it your ideal scene. So in my mind, I figure out what my perfect world looks like for me personally, whether it's living in a certain place, having a certain home, having a certain person in my life. And what I do is I visualize how that would, in my mind's eye, I see, like, run through my life in my mind as if my dreams have already come true. And what I do is, while I'm seeing those visions, I'm actually having the feeling of it really happening, where how I feel the joy. And it's, because the biggest thing you need to do when you figure out your ideal scene is, and you write your goals, you really need to know why you really want those goals. It's not, I want to have a big house because I can show off to my friends. It's really about a feeling. It's, I want to have a wonderful home to raise my family, because I love them type thing. You get that feeling, and the feeling is like giving it extra voltage. So the more feeling you could use with the visualization technique, the sooner you're going to see that goal or that thing coming into your life. I mean, it's and what I do is I run through my life and see it as already done. So when I did my crazy goals, I saw those as being done. And, within about 2.5-3 years, they were all done.
Right. And vision boards are a similar thing, except that they are physical, something you actually put together that so that you can see it each day, correct?
Exactly. Some people are more visual than others, Flora. So some people have a hard time seeing what it looks like in their mind. And a vision board is a wonderful aid for that, because I'm actually looking at the vision board in my office right now. I've had one since probably 2001. And it's I pull things off of it because they show up, and you got to put new material on. So we're always growing. But things I want to buy, or places I want to travel. I have that on the board, so it makes it easier for me to, let's say, I'm imagining playing golf in Hawaii. It's a lot easier for me to see myself in a picture I have of people playing golf in Hawaii,
yes.
which is
yes.
so that's yes. And that's so the really the vision board is really a tool to help with the visual the creative visualization piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at my two. I have two vision boards. I'm
Excellent.
Looking at those too. Yeah, I want to get an opportunity for you to tell the listeners about your book, how they can get it, and how they can learn about your services and your speaking availability. So give us the contact information and all of that.
Okay, thanks, Laura. I'd love to. The I know the name of the book is Visual Festation. I know it's a tough one to spell. but I probably should have came up with a simpler title because the website is like I've got to spell it out a lot of time. But if people are interested in learning more about our products and our books, they can visit us at www.visualfestation.com, and that's www.visualfestation.com. Or if they're just interested in the book, they can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all those places. And they can also follow us on Facebook. And we've got a wonderful thing, too, where every month we send out a free success ebook.
Okay.
So if people want to sign up on the website, they'll receive free ebooks every month. And
wow.
it'll help you stay motivated because I'm sure you do the same thing I do. I am constantly reading wonderful material so I can
yes.
stay fresh.
Yes, we have to be reminded because we're human, and every now and then we can start flipping back into our old ways.
Exactly. Sometimes we need to read our own books.
We need, yeah, that's true. That's what my friends tease me because my first book was Color Your Life Happy. And every now and then one of my friends will say when I start to fly downward, they say, I have this book I want you to read.
Too funny.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Now, what is the first thing that our readers or listeners should do if they want to live the life of their dreams, and how long will it take them to see results? You mentioned that you wrote down your 12 crazy goals. So is the first step to write a list?
Yeah, exactly, Flora.
Okay.
And the first thing everyone needs to do is they really need to, you know, if they want to live the life of their dreams and set goals, they really need to know, you know, you got to be crystal clear. That's the first thing because
okay.
You can't be wishy-washy when you're doing this. You've got to know exactly what you want, why you want
okay.
it, and make a commitment to attaining it no matter what. So,
okay.
So getting really clear is the most important thing. And right mm-hmm. as soon as you have that goal, it's like, you know, why you need to have this. You need to write down all the reasons why you want to have this goal in your life because
mm-hmm.
when you get down to the end of it, you're going to go through all the whys and you keep asking why. And the final answer you're going to find with all of these probably is it's love. It's like you want to feel love or share love with somebody else because
mm-hmm.
it's not about just accumulating possessions. It's like
yeah.
there's a feeling attached to it. And if there's no feeling attached to it, you're not going to be able to generate passion, and passion's energy. And you know, and if you really don't want it, you may or may not stay focused, and you won't be consistent about staying true to your goal.
Now, what about this time element? Because you mentioned this earlier that people get impatient. What they want and they've asked for doesn't show up. It's not showing up. How long does it take to see results?
Okay. And the easy answer to that one, Flora, is I have no idea. I mean, it's like if you want to manifest $1 million, you know, well, it really comes down to the individual and their beliefs.
Yes.
You know, because it's like everyone's got a different level of faith and or belief in themselves and. You know, I can't answer that. I can't answer that question for somebody else, and I can't answer the question for myself. It's just you do it, you practice it, and it shows up. And it does take a while. I'll be right up front with people. It may take a while, but you need to start now. The sooner you start, the sooner it's going to show up in your life, and your life will be better.
Right. I think that probably the answer is going to have to do with how much energy, passion, and commitment you've made to it. But then another part of it is to not dwell on it and obsess about it, because when you move on and you're doing other stuff, it seems to show up faster, at least in my experience, when you're not dwelling on it.
Exactly, Flora. One of the things I do when I'm practicing my visualization is the final piece I do is a piece I refer to as detachment,
mm-hmm,
where
mm-hmm,
you do your visualization and then you release it. You let go of it. Let the universe take care of it. You've done your part. Now you can just go about your day, and you don't need to keep checking the mailbox to see if a check came yet. I mean, it's gonna come. You know, and the more you look in the mailbox, you're really telling the universe, you know, hey, you know, are you sure you're gonna send it? I'm not, you know. I mean, keep waiting. It's always like diluting the your belief, your faith, essentially.
Yes, yes. It's kind of like that old saying about a watched pot never boils, or something like that.
Exactly. That is a wonderful analogy for us.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to repeat what you said the steps are, because actually these are three steps in order to get to that life of your dreams. First is to be crystal clear about what you want. And then second, you said to understand or list the reasons why, because after you list the reasons, your goal there is to get down to the reason that really inspires and generates passion, because passion and feelings is what's going to bring about the life of your dreams. And the third one is the commitment. You've got to commit to this dream. So that's what you talked about, being wishy-washy. You can't keep changing to different things. So you kind of have to be crystal clear, understand why, so you can generate passion and put feeling behind it. And third, make a commitment. Is that correct?
I couldn't have said it any better myself. I think you said it better, actually. So it's precisely what it takes, Laura.
Okay. Now, you mentioned faith already. And faith, mm-hmm, and you mentioned having faith, the role that faith plays in this whole process. So faith and belief kind of go hand in hand with this, correct?
Oh, absolutely. The having faith is everything, because you've got to believe when you're doing these techniques, you've got to believe that it's already done. The ancient works tell us, you know, ask and it's given, and that'll be done to you upon your faith. It's, mm-hmm, and that's how it is. It's like if we could vibrate at like a level of a Christ, we could, you know, manifest things instantly. But you know, and it's another thing too, I want to say about faith is faith is not wishing and hoping. Faith, mm-hmm, is knowing. That's real. And when you can trust the point where you know it's coming to you, mm-hmm, it's going to show up. It's going to show up that much faster. I mean,
right,
that's the secret ingredient to all of this.
So, what do you see as the biggest obstacle that's blocking most of us? And we have about a minute and a half left. So, would you share that with us?
Sure, I'll try to make it quick. I think the biggest obstacle that most people have is they don't understand that they're continuously creating their life through the thoughts they think on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Most people are creating the lives, you know, that they have, and they don't even realize it's happening to them. But, I think the other piece, too, is a lot of people just don't believe that they can have the life of their dreams. The biggest obstacle that most people have is their own belief system, that for some reason they've been told that, no, you can't have that because of whatever crazy excuse. And, mm-hmm, you know, it's just, you know, I call it garbage in, garbage out. I mean,
exactly.
People, they've been brainwashed with, you know, by people who were disempowering, and, you know, everyone can have the life of their dreams as long as they believe they can.
Exactly. Well, that is so wonderful to know, and I agree with everything you said, because I've experienced it as well. And I do think our biggest obstacle is our own mind, our own failure to believe that we are actually creating all the time whatever is going on in our lives. I know when I have something happen in my life, I say, okay, now wait a minute. What did I do? How did I bring this about? Or what am I supposed to learn from it? So instead of blaming it on someone else, I have to look at myself, because I know I brought it in.
That's so true. And it's sometimes when the wrong thing shows up, it's truly a blessing, which is going to steer you down the right path you need to be going.
That's right. Well, we're at the end of today's show. I want to thank you so much. I want to invite my listeners to join me again next Monday, December 12th at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Be sure to listen to the show again if you like from the show page. In the meantime, have a blessed week and remember to color your life happy.
Color your life happy.
Color.
Every day you can choose. If you choose happy, there's nowhere you can lose.
Color your life.